Hello, and welcome to this episode of Football is Life.
And sometime death.
I'm Niffer.
And I'm Andy.
And we are in better moods for this episode.
Yay.
Okay, well, there was a little delay in getting the last episode up, so you're going to hear these a little closer to each other, but that's okay, because we got to get out of the gunk of the last episode when we were talking about all of the ways we were losing, to now we can talk about a good game, right?
Yes, and I was really impressed by, I don't want to say second-tier team, but it's technically non-international players.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. Austin probably was playing without some of their international players. I'm not sure exactly what their situation is because I don't care enough to look at it. But
they were missing. They were missing two.
Two, okay. And we were missing like four or five. So it was
missing pretty decent number of people, yes.
Yeah, and like strong starters, those kinds of people. So, okay, let's just talk about it. We played Austin FC on Saturday.
And yep. the game was really interesting because how we started, because Oscar is still interested to playing Kyle Smith in the middlefield.
He does like Kyle Smith in the middle.
Yeah, which is interesting. I'm going to get to that in a second because that what happened in the second half, I was talking actually to our friend Taylor about 30, 40 minutes ago that what he did in the last half an hour in the second half was really interesting, and it could be a great example of what we do. But we started by having four in the back, Schlegel and Jansen, Dugar and Santos on the wings. In the middle, we had Kyle Smith. Even on the paper, it shows that Kyle Smith playing a third person in the back, but technically Kyle was playing weird shape between middle and front. Then we have in the middle with him, from technical perspective, on paper, as we say, we have Angulo on one side, we have Angulo, Lareda. We have Lareda, and we had also Ojeda. Then in front of them, we have Jacqueline and Muriel, which is... On paper, we're playing 4-4-2, but on reality, we play two and two next to them. So we played four, then one, then three, then two. But the two on the front, Morial was playing in the behind Lynn a lot of time, which is where my happiness came from. Because I saw a new... different type of player that Orlando City didn't have for quite some time, which is a playmaker. So before having Muriel to create chances for our team, Maguire has to fall back to the midfield to wait, get the ball, and then spread it to either Facundo or Angulo, and then he runs to the middle. Now, we have Morial comes down and Jacqueline still on top, and this will increase the service to the to our striker. I think Jacqueline is a great perspective, but maybe in a couple of years he's still young, he's still playing an Orlando City B team, so I think in a couple of years could be a great option. But he's still green. I think Morial was phenomenal. And I can't wait for him play full-time next to Maguire and Facundo Torres get the shape he played in the end of the last year. And this is where my interesting take for today. I want to play this shape. That's my opinion. Duncan Maguire and striker. Three behind him. Facundo Torres, Morial, and Angulo. Then, behind them, we had Flippy or Flippy Cartagena, Cartagena Arujo, Cartagena Kyle Smith. One of the four players. Two of them play in the center field. Then behind them, we play two center backs, Schlegel, Jensen, Berklo, whoever we want to play in the center field, and two on the wings, we play Santos and Dugar. Because now we have two in the middle that adjusting the whole field. And I actually like Kyle Smith and Arujo, or Kyle Smith and Cartagena, for one reason. Because Kyle Smith can fall to the side and support behind Dugar and let Dugar explode on the front. Or he can run behind Santos and save Santos. So we can flip to 3-3-2-1. The problem was what when we play Arujo and Cartagena. Cartagena and Arujo are very great midfield centers, but they don't do the coverage, or they can't go back and support our center backs. So this is why I think it's
I think Kyle plays a much more natural box-to-box midfielder, which I think helps, because he just like has the hustle, especially on the defense. Where I think both Cartagena and Arujo are like what you want on defense. They don't really, they don't feel as comfortable past the half line when we get into those opportunities where Kyle could really support behind. So what about Ladero? Where did you want him to go? Would he rotate
I want him to switch with a Morial.
Ah, okay. Okay, so they would go.
So, yep. Because they are both are
With Dunk old, up there. Yeah. It would be one of them to play like
one covered. Of the three.
I honestly think, Duncan can give us a full 90 plus. Muriel and Lodero, I just think they probably, one of them should come minutes. Off the bench. Yeah.
Yeah, 70, and, 75 minutes maximum.
We can get a little spark plug off of one of them coming into the 60th, you know, like really like give us a chance to have some offensive firepower in the second half.
And I don't mind, actually, the next couple weeks, put Morial on the front and put Lodero in the middle and bench Duncan. So because Duncan, when we bench him, he get fired up. So
But I think that only works a little bit. I don't know that we want to play head games with Duncan Maguire, since he is our most prolific scorer at this moment. And I think he has a lot in him, and I think he has a lot he wants to prove. And I just think my instinct is to see how he can cook, especially now that Jack Lynn, you know, a first cap, first goal, like that's impressive. And, you know, I feel like,
hey, I'm here too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody is going to play Jack Lynn over Duncan Maguire, but like, I just think that there is a little bit of like that, like
competition.
He wants to be the best. And as long as other people are scoring, I also think we need to get Falcao back in that assisting where he's really playing that kind of number 10 spot where he's able to distribute the ball. And some of the stuff he was doing last season, in the second half of last season, when he was making beautiful crosses, that's not really from the natural number 10, but like, I don't know. There was just some movement that I feel like we haven't seen really from him as much this year.
That's when it's going to get interesting, because how are you going to play Morial in that? Because you have Morial play very 10. He is now established. He's going to be our new 10. So are you going to do it in one is Duncan Maguire, and behind him put Morial and Facundo, which is amazing. And then you put Loreda behind him, but you're going to lose. Are you your advantage?
You do like you do a tiny diamond in the front.
Yes.
And then support it out. That's what I would do. But that's just because I think all four of those guys have the opportunity to create different kinds of chemistry and different kinds of chances. And I really think we have to be more offensively minded, especially as our defense is waning. I like Janssen. Schlegel, I don't understand why he starts. I really think it should be Brocalo. Or Brocalo, I don't know how you say his name. I think that he's probably more steady, but I understand the emotional response to Schlegel, because he has moments, and this happened on Saturday,
where I was about to say,
Well, and then you go and do something like this. You know, it's like I'm just, I'm like, Benjamin. Then he does something great. And it's like, so he's got moments, but that's honestly, you can do that on offense. On defense, you need, honestly, I'd rather have a B minus, but consistent on C defense.
C plus.
Than having a like sometimes a D, sometimes an A. Like, I just would rather it be, you know, B minus, C plus. And I just think Schlegel is good off the bench. I think he's good in a moment of morale, you know, but I don't know that he can give us what we need. And I liked him better when he was subbing in on the wing. I don't like him as a center back. I just don't think he's very steady. And that was like 3 or 4 years ago where we were subbing him on a wing. You know, it's sort of like in the Brekshay days where they were trying to make him a left back all the time. And it was like, he's not. I feel a little bit like that with Schlegel, that I don't think he's a natural center back. And I just don't think it's helpful. I also think that he and Janssen both like can fly off the handle. And I don't know that it's helpful to have them be the guys back there. You kind of need someone who's going to be steady. And Galese used to be able to be more of a like centering figure. But I don't know if it's that he doesn't trust the back line as much, because he has been making as good of decisions. But that also could just be like the natural talent fall off, which, like, no shade, he's not like, but I think maybe we're past his peak, and maybe coming back from the international break he'll feel differently, but like in the last couple of games I've been like very apprehensive. Mason made some good decisions except one where he came out of, and you know,
out of
tried
nowhere
to play outside the box, and I was like, homie, what are you doing? Like, they're gonna anyway. I just, Mason, he's, bless his heart.
Yeah, I said, but he was, I thought he is just too bored, because in the end of the game we were very laid back and we were just trying to score and they were not doing anything. It, in the last 15 minutes of the game, was a little bit passive per se. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the rest of the game, but I would say we played a good game. We played a very, very tactical game. I'm just wondering what and how our team gonna look like after everybody comes back from national duty, because we are missing key pieces. For example, we missing Maguire, we were missing Torres, we missing Galese and Cartagena and Berklo. So I don't know what we're gonna do. I'm just hoping that Oscar decided how he wants to manage his team and what's the vision and how we're gonna play, and let's stick with it for at least until the Super League or whatever name that Apple competition that coming in June, end of June, early July. Let's stuck with that until we get there, and let's see how our team plays.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So yeah.
So we played well against Austin. I agree with you. It was very tactical. I felt like we technically did well. I mean, we won the game. It was great. It wasn't like both goals were very exciting and explosive. The second goal was, I couldn't believe it was happening. I mean, and the Jack Lynn goal was great. And like, nobody expected that out of him. Like, it was just, you know, it's just great when you see like your homegrown guys like grow up or whatever. It's very cute. I would like to see Muriel, assist. I don't think he got an assist on either, right?
No.
Like I want him to be more involved in the goal scoring. I would like him to score goals.
But I'd say Muriel also role is attracting defense to play with him, so he opened it up for players. So he will never be on the sheet unless he scored, because he is the one who pulled the people.
Yeah. Sure.
So
I get it. It's
going to be interesting. Honestly, it's going to be interesting no matter what. It's going to be interesting how those teams going to look. Inter Miami lost a game. It was 4 this week. So that we still very early in the season. But I just hoping that we finally made the make the decision of the shape and we stick with it for a little bit without tinkering with the team for a little bit. That's all what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see some consistency. It will be interesting to see how Poppy pulls people back in coming back from the international break. What do you think about like, do you think Galese keeps his starting job?
Yes. Because that's Oscar Pereira. Oh, yeah. Oscar Pereira. I don't want him to keep it, at least for a couple of weeks. Let's play Mason. And our schedule is, if we play him for a Red Bull game and DC game, and then we see what's going to happen, that's not bad.
My problem is that Galese led in 15 goals in like 3 weeks.
And one of
one was his own fault.
Not a lot of them is his fault, but there is a good significant amount of those goals are him. And one of those number of goals are the 5 from Miami and the 3 from Minnesota. So we lost. When we lose,
the 4 from Tigres.
Yeah.
Those were all games that like were very high scoring and of course you can, you know, but I just feel like this season he's had 2 clean sheets.
Yeah, but who's the clean sheet? It was Calgary and Montreal.
Montreal. In the first Tigres game.
Oh, so 3. Yeah, 3.
3. Oh, 3. Sorry, I missed one. Because I forgot about Calgary. Or Cav, whoever they were. The champions. I don't know. Mason looked better on the line for me this week than Galese's looked this season.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. To be honest, I wish he make a decision just to make, because also when you bench a goalkeeper, you let fire under his butt to go in.
Well, that's for everybody, I think. Yeah. Okay, so this weekend we've got the Red Bulls at home. Mm-hmm. Should be a good game. I feel like we've got an opportunity to have a little momentum, although they just beat Miami, a messy-less Miami, but they put on a little bit of a show for them. But the week before Columbus beat them 3-0. So it's like, who knows what team is going to show up this week? Were any of the Miami guys out? I know Messi was injured, but like, were any of the other guys playing for their international teams this week? Because, you know, their whole roster is like, you know, has been superstars. So they're still
But all those superstars, actually, they are in end of their career, so.
Well, I know. That's why I'm not sure if they're playing.
No.
Like with Suarez?
Nope. All of them were injuries. The people who big names out is Messi. And Messi is out not because of international. Messi's out because he has hamstring.
Yeah. Well, he was going to be playing international, but then he was listed as unavailable because of his hamstring. The Red Bulls beat him with Suarez, Alba, and Busquets. I mean, and then the rest of their team, who's also very good. Yeah, so, okay. I just wasn't sure if those guys were on the pitch or not.
Because it's the Messi effect. When Messi plays, he takes 6 players with him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So, yeah, next game is Red Bull. After Red Bull, we're going to have, we are playing DC. And please, we need to beat DC. I can't lose to DC anymore. That's
well,
too much.
I hate to tell you, that's one of the things we're good at, is losing to DC.
Yeah. Tell me about Wayne Rooney.
I can't talk about it. I just can't. So it should be pretty good. I think we are going to have our work cut out for us in April. We're on the road half the month.
Yeah, and there is a little bit of a gap between the games because everybody's playing the Champions League, the
Cup,
the CONCACAF. Speaking of CONCACAF, did you see Tyler Adams' goal yesterday? Just a side note. We played Mexico yesterday in the final of the Champions, of Nation Leagues. And Tyler Adams and Claudio Reyna both scored. And I just want to mention that really quick. Tyler Adams, after two surgery in the first start in like, God knows, now it's some year and some change. He scored a goal from the out of the 18th. It was chef's kiss. It was one of the best goals I seen from him in forever. So just shout out to Tyler Adams.
Yeah, I like Tyler. He's really come back from adversity. It's good to see.
Yep.
Really good to see him. Cool. Well, you know, I think we're generally feeling more positive about everything this as the season has taken a turn, slightly different.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that and looking forward to seeing how the game goes against New York. And then as we get into April, it's all exciting times. So, should be pretty fun. Although I'm thinking about our team and the World Cup. It's U23, right? For the men's side.
You mean the Olympic Games?
I mean the Olympics.
Yeah. So we're going to lose Maguire.
For a big chunk of the summer.
Yeah, I would say we're going to lose
Falcao. Probably Falcao, right?
No, Falcao is not going. Is Uruguay playing in the Olympics? He's not pulled into U23. He's on the first team.
Oh, I didn't know if when they play in tournaments like the Olympics, if they played all of their U23 players, even if they play for the first team.
For the Olympics, the rule is as follow: the team has to be under 23, but each team they are allowed to bring three, over 23. But Uruguay will pull somebody like Vivaldi or something, somebody bigger than Facundo. So yeah, Facundo's been called out. He been called for the first team. I don't remember he was called for the U23.
Okay.
Or not.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. But it'll be interesting to see what happens as international play happens, how that impacts our team because our team's younger. Some of the guys are younger, not everybody. But that sometimes has an impact. So it'll be interesting. Yep. Cool. Okay. Well, until next time, go City.